Her train arrived, and, more concerned with finding a gap than minding one, Sophie squeezed herself on board. Even this near to the beginning of the line, the tube was packed, and her chances of getting a seat were pretty poor at the best of times. But today, for some reason, her carriage seemed fuller than normal. With a loud, "Excuse me," followed by a sarcastic, "Thank you." When nobody moved, she pushed in between a young Asian woman typing a text message on her phone, quicker than Sophie could speak, and a grey-suited man carrying a huge bouquet of roses, and wedged herself against the window. She glared crossly through the stems, trying not to prick herself on the rose thorns, wondering what kind of idiot carried a huge bunch of flowers on the tube during the morning rush hour, and more importantly, what he'd done wrong to have needed to buy such an extravagant bouquet. Until she realized with a start what was going on. Today was Valentine's Day. She picked up a discarded copy of Metro and checked the date, then peered up and down the carriage. Every third or fourth seat seemed to be occupied by someone carrying flowers, from single red roses to huge bunches of... Well, she didn't know what they were called, but they were beautiful, and Sophie supposed she should be grateful that for a change, the train smelled of something other than sweaty armpits and garlic breath. Other people were clasping gift-wrapped or heart-shaped boxes of chocolates, and she briefly allowed